"Officer Moskowitz," he says warmly, greeting the man like an old friend. "Thanks for coming." He hopes this visit is worth it. Is it possible? Does he know something that may put an end to this horror? 3 of his neighbors murdered. It's too terrible to contemplate. "Lovely home," the officer says politely, allowing Tripp to lead him into the sitting room. It's a Pottery Barn dream. Sandy loves that garbage. And Officer Moskowitz takes a seat on the beige sofa next to a beige pillow accented by a beige throw. "Thanks," Tripp says, glancing toward the kitchen. Sandy appears, heels clacking as she goes to slide a plate of star-shaped warm cookies onto the glass table. After greeting Officer Moskowitz, she makes a show of adjusting the plate.
"Would you like anything to drink with this? Tea? Coffee?"
"Coffee, but only if it's easy. Don't go to any trouble."
"No trouble,"
Sandy bobs her head.
"It'll only take a minute."
"No, really. Water's great. I won't be here long anyway." Tripp gives Sandy a look she knows well.
"All I have to do is click the button," she gabbles. "Give me 5 minutes.
She retreats into the kitchen, where a moment later, Tripp hears her dragging the coffee pot out from under the kitchen counter. The Schulmans are tea drinkers. Tripp watches as Officer Moskowitz takes a polite bite from a star cookie.
"I could eat the whole plate," his guest says, patting his stomach.
And Tripp commends himself on choosing the star cookie cutter. Non-denominational. Tripp doesn't want to serve Christmas cookies to a Jewish officer now, does he?
"I bring these to city council meetings," Tripp says, and the officer bobs his head, encouraged. Tripp continues, "I've been on the board for 5 years now. Public service is my passion."
"Is it now?" The officer takes another bite of his cookie.
"I understand you're an attorney, too. Read your verdict in the paper a few weeks ago."
Tripp doesn't have to rack his brain to know what he's talking about. He's referring to his big win for a diet pill company. The plaintiffs had alleged the pills caused birth defects. They'd walked away with nothing but legal costs.
"Ah, yes," Tripp coughs. "But, you know, public service doesn't pay the bills."
"Right,"